is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A bloody, deadly end of the Gaza ceasefire just a few hours ago. What the Israeli Prime Minister calls expansive Israeli air attacks are being carried out all over Gaza. An Israeli official tells ABC News that mid-ranking Hamas military commanders, leadership officials, terrorist infrastructure is targeted. Retired U.S. Army General and former American NATO official Doug Lute.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
The reason for the attacks, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, is Hamas refusing to release hostages and rejecting all offers at talks in Qatar. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers who deny the administration defied that judge's order to stop the weekend deportation of what the administration calls dangerous Venezuelan criminal gang members. This is ABC News.
European leaders have expressed dismay at the Trump administration's cutting of funding to the US pro-democracy media outlet Radio Free Europe and say they're exploring ways to partially support it. The Czech foreign minister said the news outlet, which is based in Prague, is one of the few credible sources of information in dictatorships like Iran, Belarus and Afghanistan. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, London.
With legal pathways to the US greatly cut and criminal groups raking in money from migrant smuggling, social media apps like TikTok have become an essential tool for smugglers and migrants. Smugglers make short videos, kind of like commercials, showing what they can do for people wanting in. The videos show dune buggies roaring up to the U.S.-Mexico border barrier and families with young children passing through gaps in the wall. Helicopters, planes, yachts, tunnels, and jet skis stand by for potential customers. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called because it's not particularly like common for a school or a player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament for 4 years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 37. Strong south winds. Partly sunny for your Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain late Tuesday night, a low around 40. Rain and thunder for Wednesday, highs around 55. Rain becoming all snow Wednesday night.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Trump and Rubio have ignored a court order. This is a five-alarm fire. This is how democracies die. This is a big deal. This is a genuine, as Joe Biden would say, BFD. What happens when court orders get ignored? Well, first of all, that is an assault on our Constitution. When the administration ignores a court order, it's only happened a couple of times in our history. Andrew Jackson did it back in the day around the Trail of Tears and arguably around the Second National Bank of America. The court had said that it was constitutional. Jackson shut it down anyway. The court didn't say he couldn't shut it down. The Trail of Tears was a better example. And Abraham Lincoln ignored the Supreme Court's order in Dred Scott, saying that northern states did not have to re-enslave black people in those northern states. So you've got two instances, one of Trump's role models, Andrew Jackson, just defying the courts, and the other of Abraham Lincoln doing the right thing, arguably. But it led to the Civil War, in part. I mean, this was one of the things that told the Confederate states that Lincoln wasn't screwing around. So what can the courts do? Well, there are two types of contempt of court. I mean, it's a virtual certainty that today the judge who issued the order on Saturday saying that Trump could not deport these Venezuelan nationals without first having at least a hearing, without there being some sort of due process, as the Constitution defines in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. That these are our basic due process rights. You're entitled to face your accusers. You're entitled to a trial. You're entitled to swift justice. I mean, just pretty straightforward stuff. Trump is ignoring that. So if the court holds the Trump administration in contempt, there are two ways to do this. One is criminal contempt and the other is civil contempt. Now, in criminal contempt, the person is seized and thrown in the clink and, thrown into jail. And that is done by the U.S. Marshals Service. Now, the problem here, of course, is that the U.S. Marshals Service works for the Attorney General, who works for the President. They are part of the executive branch, even though they are the enforcement arm of Article 3, the third branch of government, the Article 3 branch of government, the courts. So if he were to declare the Trump administration in criminal contempt of the law and order the Marshal Service to, say, go out and get Tom Holman. Tom Holman is the border czar. He's the guy who went on Fox News yesterday and said, I don't care what the court orders say. We're going to do this anyway. We're going to continue the deportations. It's going to be one every day. It's open defiance of the courts. He literally said, I don't care what the courts say. You don't do that in a democracy. You do that in an autocracy. You do that in a dictatorship, of course. That's how dictatorships run. The big guy says, hey, jump, and everybody goes, how high? The big guy says, ignore the courts, and everybody says, okay, we're ignoring the courts. The big guy says, Congress, do this or don't do that, and Congress does it or doesn't do it as instructed. I mean, this is how it works in Russia, which is, I'm increasingly believing Donald Trump's role model is Vladimir Putin. So with criminal contempt, it doesn't look to me, and maybe one of you who is an attorney who knows this stuff better than I do, I did not go to law school, although I'm quite familiar with our Constitution and our founding era and the intent of the founders and the framers of the Constitution. But it looks to me like with criminal contempt, you know, they may just be up a tree or up the creek or whatever the appropriate phrase is. Civil contempt, though, is a different thing. With civil contempt order, you can still put people in jail. For example, failure to pay child support. That's a civil, if the court orders you to pay child support and you refuse, the court will hold you in contempt. Now, that is a civil contempt proceeding because it involves money. You have to pay that child support. But the court has the power to put you in jail. And most importantly, with civil contempt, they don't have to use the U.S. Marshal Service. I'm talking federal courts here because this is where all this is happening. The laws around civil contempt say very specifically that this is Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 4.1. The rule begins in Section A by instructing that, as a general matter, process, quote, must be served by a United States Marshal or Deputy Marshal or by a person specially appointed for that purpose. Now, under criminal contempt, it's the U.S. Marshals have to do it. But with civil contempt, the court can appoint somebody. So they could say, okay, we're going to appoint the prosecuting attorney for San Francisco and the San Francisco Police Department to go out and take care of this. So, appointing somebody else other than the Marshal Service would be breaking new ground. But, hey, defying a court order is also breaking new ground. Here are, under civil contempt, the courts can impose monetary penalties. Individuals found in civil contempt can be imprisoned, although that imprisonment is intended to be coercive. In other words, as long as you are not, you know, when you stop breaking the law, when you start paying the child support payments, or when you stop deporting people without due process, then you get out of jail, right? It's coercive. It's not like you're getting a jail sentence. You're there until you stop breaking the law, or you stop defying the court, actually, is the technical reality of it. But in some cases, imprisonment for civil contempt can be indefinite. I mean, if you just never stop breaking the law, you never get out of jail. And I think, you know, holding Tom Holman civilly in contempt of court is something that is not inconceivable. It's unlikely that this judge is going to go to the mattresses, as it were. And we'll find out today, in all probability, he's got to be holding a court order about this. But this is, you know, civil contempt is what, for example, if you get a divorce and there's some provision in the divorce settlement that says that, you know, you can't visit your spouse's house or you can only have the kids on Tuesdays or, those kinds of things. And you defy those, you are held in civil contempt of court and you can be put in jail. So keep an eye on this. You know, forewarned is forearmed, and, you know, fill in the, you know, now you understand. It'll be very, very interesting to see if this judge holds the Trump administration in contempt, if they hold individuals, if he holds individuals within the Trump administration in contempt, and perhaps most importantly, whether that is criminal or civil but contempt. I ran out of love. She was long, so let's keep our eyes open. Again, but time when you cut me out of my truck.
Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula. It's more volatile and it's absorbed in the body that more easily. And this is much better than other drugs. So rocks at my truck, which had busted my nose. Has over a million app customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, what and 365-day notice. You get a bus stop and full of hawkins that down the river falls.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a fork. It depends on whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News and great conversation,
plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRCO.com/contest.
If you can pay your bill, good news. You go home and wait your trial.
Good oral
if you can't, sorry,
overall
you go to jail to wait.
Wash twice a day.
But sure, you still presume
and don't forget this.
But since you can't afford bail,
at Village Family
lost
Dental,
freedom.
We have a
that's
full-time
right.
Certified orthodontist
ready to care for your
smile.
Those who can't afford
schedule your
it
appointment
while
today
cash
for
bill.
Regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic
free.
Exam.
By the
prevent bacteria
the
from
Dom
entering
Salvia
your
show.
And causing
is
other
so
health issues.
That
keep your mouth
even
healthy with Village Family Dental
right
and Orthodontics
in the state of Wisconsin.
Call now to make an appointment.
Ryan Stiles helps
on the statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour.
Get the
Maybe
lowest
you should
prices
be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary.
And I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you?
Missed your favorite
your choice
show
is simple.
Live
choose
on
Classic
air.
Auto Body in Spring
it's
Green.
Easy to find what
don't
you
let your insurance company
you
fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs.
Spotify,
with
Apple,
Classic Auto
Google
Body,
Podcasts.
You get twice the value.
And we're
nationally acclaimed quality
on
at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto
your
Body.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation. Plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest brothers. Rules, log on wrc.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home?
Neighborhood Housing Services of
Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to.
From the fields to the factories, the work
and
never ends. In the boardroom, they don't call us friends. They sit high on the throne, looking down on the rest.
While we break our backs,
trying to do our best.
Your hands turn into kingdoms,
waiting for another.
The heart
of this country, we won't be robbed. You see,
yeah, boy, is right at home. In a 4x4 by
out in the driveway,
backed up to a fire on his tail, feet on the dashboard.
Trump's rationale is 1798.
Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains, down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you. NYC to LA. City to the country, here to count
Muslims.
Boy, after all, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy in a 4x4 by you. Right back beside you.
It's a black guy, so this must have been DEI. Back in 1970, Richard Nixon didn't even know what DEI meant. Meanwhile, Scott Pelley over at CBS News, 60 Minutes, reporting the United States. This is a brilliant opening paragraph. I'm just going to share it with you. The United States Marine Band was founded in 1798. Thomas Jefferson gave it its nickname, the President's Own. Today, 135 Marines still perform the score of the White House from parties to inaugurations. So there was excitement last year when the Marines judged a contest for teenage musicians.
The winners would perform with the band. 30 students were chosen. The concert was scheduled, but last month it was canceled. Why? Because some of the young musicians were Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Asian. Get this, they weren't all white men or white people. And therefore, it's been canceled. They've been silenced. This past Sunday at the Music Center in Strathclyde, Washington, 22 students who lost their chance to play teamed up with the military band Veterans for the concert that was not going to be heard. In other words, so what they did is they reached out to people who had been in the military band, who are now veterans, who are now retired, who said, yes, we'll play with you, young people, Black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, Indian people. Yes, we'll play with you. Keep in mind, Donald Trump rescinded, and back in 1965, after the Civil Rights Act was passed and the Voting Rights Act was passed, Lyndon Johnson signed an executive order that created the Social Security Office of Civil Rights, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, if you want to put whites only in your help wanted ads, or at least behave that way, like only hire white people, we're good with that. That old executive order that said that if you're going to sell things to the federal government in the United States of America, you must not engage in discrimination, that's over. That's gone. I mean, just that one thing itself, if Trump had only done one thing in the last 3 months, that should be shocking. No problem. You can discriminate based on race. You can discriminate based on color. You can discriminate based on national origin. You can discriminate based on religion. No problem. You don't want to hire Jews. You don't want to hire Black people. You don't want to hire women. You can discriminate based on gender. You don't want to hire queer people. All good, according to the Trump administration. What is wrong with these?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think we actually know the answer to that question. They are racists. We'll be right back. Attention, tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. $1 in tight headlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So we would be grateful to accomplish hours of research in mere seconds. Whether you can, with BlueJet, the preferred partner solution, CPA.com. Tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and BlueJet gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology. Go to the library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/startnow. That's BlueJ.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, to get you on the 511-511. BlueJ, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus free 100.
right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee with satellite TV. You'll save money over your expensive cable. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels.
From the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A bloody, deadly end of the Gaza ceasefire just a few hours ago. What the Israeli Prime Minister calls expansive Israeli air attacks are being carried out all over Gaza. An Israeli official tells ABC News that mid-ranking Hamas military commanders, leadership officials, terrorist infrastructure is targeted. Retired U.S. Army general and former American NATO official Doug Lutz.
It is vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
The reason for the attacks, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, is Hamas refusing to release hostages and rejecting all offers at talks in Qatar. Federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers who deny the administration defied that judge's order to stop the weekend deportation of what the administration calls dangerous Venezuelan criminal gang members. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That long, hot summer that I can't.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will. They might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her hospitalized husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How does the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name call, because it's not particularly like common for a school or a player or a group of guys to go to a tournament for 4 years. You've actually, like, through the percentage research, it's like the chance of going to a tournament for 4 years is like 1%.
That's Marquette guard Stephen Mitchell. Sports on Mike Clemens. For the forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 37. Strong south winds. Partly sunny for your Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain late Tuesday night, a low around 40. Rain and thunder for Wednesday, highs around 55. Rain becoming all snow Wednesday night. Right now, it's 52.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Well, Mexico has a president. Margaret Thatcher. It's in all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, The
Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem,
and the causes may be different than you think.
You sleep, paid family leave.
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, 617,000 Wisconsin food insecure residents targeted by Doge. Plus, which voting bloc will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Nothing's worrying me.
And picking up the calls here, Jan in Mountain Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's up?
Well, quite a little bit. I'm doing
it. Won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
So here goes. And I believe it was 1972.
The raindrops keep falling on my head.
But
that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
In 2000, Gore v. Bush. I think there was enough evidence for Gore to have fought that. I know the Supreme Court had made their ruling, which was questionable, but there was still a certification of votes, which I believe it was a Congressional Black Caucus that was ready to not certify.
Correct.
Well, so then we'll move on 4 years. Your hero, as you mentioned earlier, John Kerry. I think there's evidence. Although I don't know where or how one would find it, that there was some foul play in Ohio. I won't bore you with that. In 2009, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I needed help in the worst way.
Find someone
and
that's right.
Don't you know,
someone who
my candidate
like
had turned, extremely
right-wing.
Yeah.
gigantic performance that adds up to nothing. And the reason why it adds up to nothing is pretty simple. The speaker of wants the House bill, passes it.
When I'd have to walk away.
Congressional budget in
but I still think there's a radio
but you're
the one who's letting me go.
Blow flow chart.
You love the rain, does it make it dance when you jump with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. That's what it takes to learn. Let's be hard on yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you.
That's my knowledge. You've never lied to me. You're giving me bad information.
Do you miss the road that you grew up on? Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. If that's what it takes to learn a sweetheart of yours.
It's 10,000 hours of the rest of my life. I'm going to love you. It's an old man.
What would be more? Yeah. And you can answer in about anything. That's what it takes to learn how to go. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. Yes, 10,000 hours for the rest of my life. I'm gonna
into Russia. Putin's his role model. That makes so much more sense.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And it's, you know, such an easy, straightforward answer.
In America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big rip.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. So donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teens can enter for $20 and participants
are never far
are
away from your favorite radio station. We're always
for those
streaming
without
on TuneIn
teammate,
and the Civic Media
organizers
app. And if you missed your favorite show or
players.
Game, listen to a podcast of it
anytime. Pre-registration is recommended.
On the app or
and if interested,
website,
call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Hey,
this Saturday,
so
March 22nd.
And for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know you're listening. It's hard to be surprised anymore, but it seems like every day there's something new to worry about. I mean, you know, with so much out of our control, what
your best bet
is your family's financial future with life insurance through Select Quote. The gain control of life insurance policy found just
it's
for
been
you
way
by a licensed
too
insurance
long
agency Select Quote that can protect your financial legacy.
$500,000
and $50 million in coverage. Select Quote can find a perfect policy.
Come on, baby, we'll have the time of our lives. I want to be holding on to you.
The
way that I used to, just like it was before the world rolled in between. I know it feels like
Listen to
a little baby for joy and
praise. Select Quote shop. You say, get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/thom.
You know the one.
Today,
bought down in Rio. You're not gonna come back home till the sun comes up. So what do you say? Just you and me.
Big names and big ass for the
and rock my baby too.
WRCD. chase you back.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Mini Timurajan, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How many save money to kill people? I mean, how many suicides are among veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. They're on their way home. Stranded American astronauts push a little more into Sonny Williams after 9 months in zero gravity. They and 200 space people in a capsule that undocked from the International Space Station a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico this Tuesday afternoon. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers over the Trump administration refusing to stop his order Saturday, deportation of alleged dangerous Venezuelan gang members. Trump claims authority under a 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Yale Law School professor Harold Humphrey Coe.
It's a wartime provision where in peacetime Congress declares war, not the president. It applies to Iraq by a foreign nation, the drug cartel, and there is no invasion.
Gaza ceasefire ends, attacks by the Israeli Air Force. Over 100 deaths reported by Gaza health officials. This is ABC News. Tariff wars could hurt your ability to get cheap prescription drugs, says ABC